Now, Israel and Hamas have reached a deal to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. That is according to Qatari mediators. They say that under the deal brokered by them and France, medicines will be given to the 130 plus hostages who are still held by Hamas. And in return, Israel will allow more basic supplies into Gaza. Conditions in the territory are dire after more than 3 months of relentless Israeli bombardment. Nearly 24,000 Palestinians are dead, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. We are joined now by Abir Etifa, senior spokesperson for the UN World Food Programme, which is warning that Gaza is on the brink of famine. Abir Etifa, thank you for joining us here on Morning Ireland. What are your thoughts hearing this deal between Israel and Hamas on aid?
Well, perhaps it is light at the end of the tunnel, because after more than 100 days of war in Gaza and no let-up in sight, we, with other humanitarian agencies, the World Food Programme, is calling for the lifting of all barriers and restrictions on aid delivery to, and most importantly, within Gaza, and also for the commercial traffic to resume. Gaza Strip is sliding into famine very fast, and the risk of disease is mounting. We really need a humanitarian ceasefire. We need more aid to get in. That is basically the prerequisite for any humanitarian operation to exist in the Gaza Strip.
Will you give us a little more insight into what the situation is like there with regard to food? You're saying Gaza is a few short steps from famine. What food is available?
First of all, everyone in Gaza is hungry, and each day is a desperate search for food. The latest data that we had managed to get, which was during the humanitarian pause, we found that we had around 26% of the population is starving, is actually in famine-like conditions. And the entire population, that's 2.2 million people, are in crisis or worse levels of acute food insecurity. The situation at the moment, there is very little food that's getting in to some areas in Gaza. Most of the assistance is being distributed in Rafah, but there are still people in every part of Gaza. So, and all the clearances and the permissions for to get beyond Rafah, most of them get rejected. So there are a level of starvation and hunger in some of these areas that's unprecedented in many parts of this world.
And Rafah is in the south of Gaza. Is flour getting in for the bakeries to bake bread?
Some of the flour is getting inside Gaza to the areas where we have contracts with bakeries. We are basically trying as much as possible to help bakeries get back on their feet by providing them with wheat flour and other necessary resources to operate. After 50 days of being shut down, 9 bakeries in areas like, again, Rafah in the south of Gaza, Deir el-Balah, are now producing bread again for the people in Gaza. Around 100,000 people a day are now able to get their hands on bread again because of this.
And the impact on people, the impact on children in particular, UNICEF is warning of child wasting increasing by 30%, child wasting being the most serious life-threatening form of malnutrition.
Yes, of course. I mean, for children, the damage that you get if you don't have access to the right food at the right time is irreversible. It's like you cannot make up for this, no matter how much you feed this child later on. Brain development, stunting, wasting, children becoming extremely thin, short, all of that is a direct result of, not getting the right food or just living off empty calories like bread all day, if they are lucky to have this bread.
Yeah. And you said the commercial sector needs to get involved again. Had they fully stopped being involved in moving aid and food into Gaza?
I mean, the commercial sector is to be able to get people back again alive and have access to food. You cannot do this alone with humanitarian assistance. The commercial sector has a big role to play. We have to get, you know, supplies through the commercial sector so that people can actually have access to the food, food in shops, even, you know, reviving the voucher program that we had before. Because continuing on that, you know, rhythm of sending a few trucks of humanitarian aid is not sustainable.
Thank you very much indeed. Abir Itifa, Senior Spokesperson for the UN World Food Programme.